sparked Saturday's underneath an overpass. Portions of the I-10 freeway in L.A., one of the city's critical roadways, shut down in both directions. Officials say if the damage is only on the surface, they should be able to fix it quickly. But Caltrans spokesperson Lauren Wunder explains that anything deeper than chipped concrete could be a more serious problem.
If it's gone down to the rebar and there's some concern about the structural integrity of the bridge, we would need to keep any traffic load off of the structure, and then that would be more extensive repairs.
Governor Gavin Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency in Los Angeles County Saturday night to help facilitate cleanup and repairs. The European Command says a U.S. military aircraft went down over the eastern Mediterranean. They did not identify the aircraft or how many people were aboard, but they did say there's no indication of any hostile activity. Dave Packer, ABC News.
7 Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A Wisconsin grand jury has indicted a Connecticut man accused of scamming older Wisconsinites. Consumer watchdogs have some tips to avoid being ripped off. Here's Mike Moan.
Matthew Ramos Soto of Hartford is accused of stealing $200,000 from Wisconsin seniors last year. The scam was to call the victims, falsely claim to be representing one of their younger relatives who had been arrested, and that bail money was needed. The Better Business Bureau's Kristen Johnson says disengaging right away can help people avoid this kind of scam.
Put down the phone, hang it up, and call your grandchild. Do not call the number on your caller ID, because scammers can spoof caller IDs. They can spoof names and numbers. Actually call that grandchild and say, did you really just call me? Are you really in trouble?
Other ways people can remain vigilant are to ask questions of the scammer that only a family member can answer, and to not wire money if there is any doubt about the call. Johnson urges anyone who's been a victim to report it on the Better Business Bureau scam tracker. Ramos Soto faces a maximum penalty of 20 years in federal prison if convicted. Though older adults are some of the more likely targets for scams like this, they're not the most susceptible to them, with experts pointing to vulnerability among those ages 18 to 24. Still, Johnson notes there are big concerns about the impact on older populations.
So while older adults were less likely to fall for scams when targeted, when they did fall for them, they lost a lot more money than someone ages 18 to 24.
Around 74% of adults age 55 and older are susceptible. In 2022, this population lost around $350 on average per scam. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's been one of the most surprising stories this year in Wisconsin sports. Manager Craig Counsell deciding to leave Milwaukee and join the Chicago Cubs. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio.
We have a commitment to players in our organization, and we have a commitment to winning. And it extends to the next generation. We lost Craig, but I've reflected on this. You know, Craig has lost us.
In what turned out to be his last press conference as the Brewers manager, Counsell said despite losing in the playoffs to Arizona, he was proud of his players.
This was a great team. And I think I told the guys, I said, you know, as you move forward in your careers, you should want to create teams like this. You should use your leadership to create an atmosphere like this. This was a team you want to be on. They celebrated each other, and it's just a group that it made baseball a lot of fun.
That's Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Highs around 49. Low 50s Tuesday, turning warmer on Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Take a look at the extended forecast. 54 Thursday, 45 Friday, and 42 on Saturday. Another look at the short range. Highs reach 48 today. Lows level off around 31 tonight. Highs reach 49 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 36.
This week on Viewpoints.
The gap between what they make
and what we make has grown so wide that it cannot justify our current conditions. They can afford to pay us, and we've had enough.
The average U.S. auto worker makes $28 an hour. Compare this to the $21 million the CEO of Ford received last year. Then,
we all live on a spectrum. We all get a little down here and there. We might all get a little anxious here and there. That's the human experience.
Getting ahead of any seasonal affective disorder symptoms this year. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
Join Macy's and Big Brothers Big Sisters to empower kids across the country to reach their full potential. Throughout the holiday season, donate online to Big Brothers Big Sisters or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. You'll help make meaningful matches between adult volunteers and children, creating positive relationships that have a lasting impact. Give a little to make a big difference and find out how we're empowering brighter futures at Macy's.com/purpose.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff.
For 6 weeks in September and October, the United Auto Workers Union went on a historic strike against three big automakers. Nearly 50,000 workers walked off their jobs at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis and didn't return until there was a sufficient deal on the table.
This is the first time in the 80-plus year history of the United Auto Workers that the union has struck the big three automakers at once.
That's Lane Windham, a labor historian at Georgetown University. Windham says that many of the issues fueling the strike had been festering for several years.
The workers are saying that the company, following the Great Recession of 2008, that the workers took major concessions at that time. They didn't get wage increases for many years. They agreed to a two-tier kind of employment structure, and retirees didn't get increases to their pensions that were comparable to the increases in cost of living. And so the workers are saying, hey, the big three automakers got bailed out following the Great Recession, and the workers themselves, we have not caught up. And so the new leadership at the UAW and the workers are saying, now's the time when we finally need to deal with the increased cost of living now, but also make the kind of ground that we lost following the Great Recession.
In addition to fighting for competitive wages, employees also pushed for greater health and safety precautions on the clock. There was also a push to ensure the future of these jobs as electric vehicles cut into the market share. For many union members, there was little reassurance from auto companies that they'd keep their jobs in this changing landscape. So, what ultimately drove workers over the edge? After all, many of these issues had been ruminating since the financial collapse of 2007-2008. Kate Bronfenbrenner, a senior lecturer and director of labor education research at Cornell University, says it all started when the union elected new leadership.
The first step was that the workers, the UAW members, got new leadership. They were frustrated with the old leadership, not just because there was corruption at the highest levels, but because they also felt that they weren't fighting for them. They were settling contracts that weren't good enough. And so they chose more militant leadership that came out of the auto plants, came out of Stellantis. And those leaders hired staff who came out of some of the unions have been most aggressively organizing and fighting. So when they got elected from the very beginning, they said, we're going to strike if we don't get these changes. But that's what they were elected to do.
One of these new leaders is UAW President Sean Fain. He ran on a platform that promised no corruption and no concessions, and has taken a more confrontational approach towards automakers than past presidents. Windham says that under Fain, the UAW implemented a strategy called targeted or stand-up strikes.
Traditionally, what the UAW has done over the years is they have chosen one of the big three automakers and sort of had negotiations with that automaker lead. And if there was a strike, such as there was in 2019, for instance, it would be against one of the automakers. So in 2019, it was against GM. And then they sort of bang out a settlement with that automaker, and then the rest sort of follow in a pattern bargaining. Here, Sean Fain has taken a very different approach. He is bargaining with all three openly at the same time. And rather than taking everybody, the automakers, out on strike, he has chosen to do selective strikes at particular production plants or parts suppliers in order to put pressure on particular automakers.
The stand-up strikes were unlike anything ever seen in labor union history. Instead of striking all the companies at once, plants were called on one at a time to stand up and walk out of work. Since the big three never knew what plant was next, they couldn't prepare or hire temporary workers in advance. During this months-long strike, the big three lost hundreds of millions of dollars, and this coordinated walk-off cost the U.S. economy over $9 billion. But after years of low pay and poor conditions, the UAW felt they had no other choice.
GM announced that to its shareholders that the strike is causing it to lose up to $200 million a week, that they have lost about $800 million overall. And it's being felt in other areas too. So much of the economy and the communities where these manufacturing plants are situated, the larger community certainly depends on jobs that are related to the facilities. And that is true also up and down the supply chain for these manufacturers. So it's having an impact. I believe that the UAW fully understood the kind of economic impact that this could have on the corporations. And that is part of the strategy, is to basically make life uncomfortable enough for those companies that they will agree to settle.
And that they did. After nearly 2 months of striking, all three companies met UAW at the table. Part of the new deal includes a 25% pay increase and a reinstatement of the cost of living adjustment, which ensures wages go up with inflation. The agreement also gives union members the option to transfer to battery or electric vehicle plants as the industry shifts away from gasoline-powered cars. This coordinated walk-off ended in a win for tens of thousands of auto workers. Nearly 80% of Americans supported the UAW strike, and it acted as another example of the growing labor activism movement in the U.S. Bronfenbrenner credits this rise in unions and strikes to the pandemic, as people were asked to risk their health and safety for their employers. But now, with corporate profits at an all-time high, the average worker still hasn't been rewarded for that sacrifice.
They are frustrated and angry and over things that have been going on a long time, but somehow COVID, coupled with soaring corporate profits, had everything reach a boiling point. But really, it's the, if I'd say anything for all these strikes, it's that sense that while we sacrificed and we suffered and we took risks, corporations were sitting pretty, and the gap between what they make and what we make has grown so wide that it cannot justify our current conditions. They can afford to pay us, and we've had enough. And the fact that they risked their lives and their families' lives during COVID drove it over the edge.
The auto workers' strike has brought about a larger conversation on workers' rights in general. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the average U.S. auto worker on a manufacturing production line makes about $28 per hour. Compare this to the pay of each of the three CEOs of Ford, Stellantis, and GM, which ranged between $20 and $28 million as of last year, according to the Economic Policy Institute. And these pay discrepancies are seen across nearly every industry, leading to rising tensions among working-class Americans at large.
You're seeing strikes in every industry. We have teachers going on strike because they feel like they can't get better quality education, smaller class sizes, and for the common good, striking to make sure that students get access to good food and housing. We have healthcare workers going on strike because they feel like they're not able to provide decent patient care.
Looking ahead, both Windham and Bronfenbrenner agree that more strikes are on the horizon and public support is crucial to the success of these movements. To find out more about Lane Windham, Kate Bronfenbrenner, and all of our featured guests, visit ViewpointsRadio.org. For more behind the scenes, check out Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Grace Galante and Amira Zaveri. Our executive producer is Amira Zaveri. Our studio manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Gary Price.
Coming up, we'll cover the top things you can do to shake the winter blues this season when Viewpoints returns.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
My ride smells just right, just right, just right, just right.
Y'all gotta try that for Breeze Car.
Just right, just right, just right, just right. La 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 la. Pick up the 40 days of consistent sin. All low for Breeze Car clips right on your vent. You know my car's my happy place. Keep that smile on my face. When it smells just right.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can't name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stuff.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
While fall is full of changing leaves and sweet treats, for some, it can also mean a bit of dread for what's to come. For those who deal with seasonal affective disorder or seasonal depression, the long winter months filled with shorter days and persistent grays can feel unpredictable and challenging.
And it really looks a lot like regular depression, meaning someone may feel a sense of low motivation, maybe a little sadness and withdrawal. You might notice changes physically, like feeling more fatigued or appetite changes. These things, if they're problematic in your life, might qualify for seasonal affective disorder or kind of put you into that category clinically.
That's Dr. Carrie Ditzel, a clinical psychologist at Baker Street Behavioral Health. Ditzel works with a wide spectrum of patients affected by this change in weather. She notes that the term winter blues falls under the same umbrella as seasonal affective disorder, but it's simply a milder version.
Winter blues is something many people experience, and it's sort of the lesser version. It's maybe not as intense and it doesn't cause huge problems in your life, but it definitely takes a toll on us. So that is really the same sort of feelings, feeling a little less motivated, a little withdrawn, maybe not as engaged or wanting to do things. And the key with it is it comes during this time of year, especially here in the Northeast, where it's cold, where it's getting dark earlier. And that's really where the seasonal piece comes in. It's that it's a little cyclical and it comes during a certain time of year. And sometimes you don't even recognize that that's what's happening. We just feel a little blue, feel a little down during this time.
And this feeling is more common than you think. It's estimated that about 5% of Americans live with seasonal affective disorder. Experts believe this number is much higher in actuality, since many adults haven't sought out an official diagnosis. There are also varying degrees of seasonal affective disorder, which can range from sleeping more and feeling sad or tired some days to the other end of the spectrum, where it can be completely debilitating nearly every day. Ditzel says that location obviously plays a big part in who's affected. If you live in California or Florida, it's likely that you're not losing a lot of sun and outdoor time. Whereas someone in the northern states is dealing with snow, rain, gloom, and much frostier temperatures that can make it hard to get outside. Another big factor that can make someone more prone to developing SAD, past health history.
If you have a predisposition to mental health issues, like you've already had an episode of depression in your life, or you do struggle with depression, you may feel it exacerbate during this time of year. The other thing to think about is if you do have any chronic stressors in your life or any new stressors that are taking a toll on you, you know, it's all about how well we cope with things. And if you can look at your life and say, you know, there's things about what's going on with me right now that make me not as able to cope, then what might be winter blues for one person, for that person that has more stress and strain, more things going on, they may be more vulnerable to having the clinical form of the disorder.
So if you find yourself feeling more sluggish or unmotivated, how can you start to turn things around now? Ditzel recommends doing a quick inventory of your sleep, diet, exercise, and direct environment. All of these basic lifestyle markers play a big role in determining mood.
Physically, make sure, you know, you're moving, and I'm not saying you go suddenly start some crazy fitness routine, but just make sure you're moving and not too sedentary. Sometimes in the winter, we're not as active. So making sure whatever is right for you, you're physically taking care of yourself and eating well and doing those things. Sleep can also really be impacted during this time of year, especially with the time change. So having a good sleep environment, making sure your bedroom is light during the day and dark at night, helps giving yourself, your mind, those cues that it's time to sleep, and being warm and inviting and having a sleep routine can be helpful. I also like to look at our environment and our home. I say lighten and brighten during this time of year, where otherwise we might want to just kind of hole up and be in a little bit of a cozy hole. It can still be cozy, but the light and the brighten can help. So I also say do a winter clean instead of a spring clean, and that kind of helps us mentally too, helps us feel good and accomplished and feel good when we look around our space.
In addition to adding in a couple new lights around the house, consider investing in a happy lamp. This kind of light therapy works by exposing your face to extremely bright fluorescent light that mimics the natural daylight coming from the sun in the summer. It's easy to do at home, and patients typically see an improvement in symptoms after just a few days of consistent use. Experts recommend looking for a light box that has fluorescent light, a UV filter, and emits at least 10,000 lux of light. Simply put, lux is a measurement of light intensity. The lower the light intensity, the longer you'll have to sit in front of the box. With a 10,000 lux lamp, experts advise turning it on for 30 minutes to an hour per day shortly after you wake up. To avoid any eye damage, don't stare directly at the light, but rather keep it 6 to 12 inches away so the light is hitting your face. It's okay to eat, work, or read while in front of the lamp, but you must have your eyes open in order for it to work. Researchers believe that this added exposure to light releases brain chemicals that help boost mood and better regulate sleep. Ditzel also recommends checking in with your doctor first and reading the instructions for your specific happy lamp.
With anything that you're adding, like light therapy or with SAD, some people will look at different vitamin supplements. I always recommend that you talk to your physician about that, of course, for you personally. But the idea behind light therapy, I'll say, is to make up for the reduced light during this time of year and the physiological impact of that. Because it does have some physiological impact on us. And it also can help cue your brain to being awake and alert a certain amount of the day. So it's definitely something that can be explored for somebody that really feels like they're struggling with that aspect of it.
And if you're struggling, she says that there's no stigma to seeking professional help. Speaking with a trained psychologist or psychiatrist can add in another layer of support and lead to some more answers and an official diagnosis.
If you
are noticing major changes in your physical health, major changes in your sleep, major changes in your appetite, if you're having trouble doing your daily activities, whatever they may be, if you're not getting up and keeping your routine, if you're maybe not going to work some days or school, those kinds of things are those outward signs that whatever might be going on inside with you is more impacting your life. And that would be the sign to seek some professional help.
This fall and winter, take note of how you're feeling and recognize when you need to make some lifestyle changes or reach out for support. To find out more about seasonal affective disorder and our guest, Dr. Carrie Ditzel, visit viewpointsradio.org. For more behind the scenes, search Viewpoints Radio on Instagram, X, and Facebook. This segment was written and produced by Amira Zaveri. Studio production by Jason Dickey. I'm Marty Peterson.
Viewpoints returns in just a moment.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
This is Viewpoints Explained. I'm Ebony McMorris. Earlier this month, several Chicago lawmakers proposed an end to Chicago's status as a sanctuary city. This designation has been in effect since 1985, but is now facing scrutiny as the city struggles to house and care for the more than 20,000 migrants it received over the last 14 months. This population of asylum seekers mostly stems from Central America and were bussed over from southern states to sanctuary cities across the country. Metros like New York, Washington, D.C., and Los Angeles are all in the same boat, having received thousands of men, women, and children who have little to their name. So what exactly is a sanctuary city? Generally speaking, it means that immigrants are protected from being deported by federal immigration enforcement agents. But this doesn't apply to those who've committed crimes or are wanted by the government. In Chicago, tensions are quickly boiling over as temperatures turn freezing and officials struggle to house, feed, and provide care for this desperate population. And with the infamously brutal Chicago winter just around the corner, time is running out. But some local politicians say this is an unsustainable situation as the city shells out more than $5 million per week on migrants. Not to mention, many residents are angry and frustrated, asking, where has this funding been for the tens of thousands of native Chicagoans who struggled with poverty and homelessness for decades? If politicians do vote to remove Chicago as a sanctuary city, the final decision will be decided by local voters in the upcoming election this March. This is Viewpoints Explained for this week. More in a moment.
Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine what's new and old in entertainment. Much has been made of the long-running time for Martin Scorsese's latest, The Killers of the Flower Moon. The film, which is based on the 2017 nonfiction book of the same name by David Gran, runs 3 hours and 26 minutes long, and it tells the true story of a series of murders of wealthy Osage people in the 1920s. The film explores the relationship between the Native American people of Osage County, Oklahoma, and the white folks who headed down to their land hoping to get rich off of the oil boom taking place at the time.
Now, while I do understand someone's hesitation to see a 3.5-hour movie, I think the hand-wringing is overblown. First of all, people are allowed to get up and go to the bathroom should they need to. But more to the point, the film justifies its runtime with its rich character studies and its contemplative exploration of some of the biggest questions of the American myth and the American dream. Anchored by dazzling performances from Lily Gladstone and Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Flower Moon pulled me into its spell immediately. And I honestly didn't feel its length that much. I was so taken by the cinematography, music, and script. The fact is this: Martin Scorsese, one of the greatest film directors to ever live, is 80 years old and is still spending his time crafting thoughtful examinations of America's original sin of neglecting and abusing Native Americans, man's easy path to absolute corruption, the insidious evil of bystanders and complicity, and the limits of what can be considered love. Yes, the film is upsetting and uncomfortable. It asks big questions and it doesn't provide easy answers. But in the end, it shows audiences the resiliency of the human spirit and leaves them thinking long after they leave the theater. So sure, it may be 3.5 hours long, but it's also something really special and definitely worth your time. Killers of the Flower Moon is now playing. I'm Evan Ruck.
Each week on the Viewpoints Radio podcast, you'll hear from our leading experts on an important topic within education, history, society, psychology, and more.
If you can show a good money personality, one where you've got good values around how you acquire, how you use, and how you manage money, those patterns will be passed along generations.
Viewpoints Radio podcast is produced by our team of award-winning journalists. Subscribe today by searching Viewpoints Radio wherever you listen to podcasts.
Save on stuff you really need and stuff you bought for fun. Stuff you've always really wanted this holiday at Amazon. Stuff that is discounted if you're naughty or you're nice. Stuff to buy your grandma who drinks her Chardonnay with ice. Stuff to make you big and strong. Stuff we can name in this song. Stuff for lawns and decking halls. Save big on stuff at Amazon. Stuff.
That's Viewpoints for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more about upcoming shows and find a library of past programs on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and more information about our guests at viewpointsradio.org. Join us again next week for another edition of Viewpoints.
Country. Country. Online at 98qcountry.com. Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I've seen a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get back. So I bought roses and her favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time. But I'm parked out here on her street. Looks like the joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I just saw.
Of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with daytime highs approaching 48. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 31. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow, highs around 49. Low 50s Tuesday, turning warmer on Wednesday with highs in the mid-50s. Take a look at the extended forecast, 54 Thursday, 45 Friday, and 42 on Saturday. Another look at the short range, highs reach 48 today, lows level off around 31 tonight, highs reach 49 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country, right now 35.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
All I know is in the end, it wasn't what it-
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
I know they say you can't go home again. I just had to come back one last time. I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know under that live oak my favorite dog is buried in.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Country.
Whiskey all night. country song.